Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 29th, Sunday, 2019, day 271. Today's topic, God calls you to become a repairer and restorer. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins. Everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 107, verses 10 to 16. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 14 to chapter 59, verse 21. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 to 26. Proverbs 24, verses 9 to 10. Today's main passage from Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 to 12. Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter, when you see the naked to clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and He will say, "Here am I." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwelling. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is, God calls you to become a repairer and restorer. Fasting is part of the religious life of all Israelites. But God told them through Isaiah, that's from 58 verses 1 to 5, that their fasting is void, and God will not listen to them unless their fasting is true fasting. To Christians in this age, fasting is no more part of our religious life. Many Christians have not experienced fasting. The whole life. Do you want to know how good it is if you fast and pray? Please read these 3 points and you will know. The first one, the purpose of fasting. Number one, to loose and untie. Be free. That's from Isaiah 56 verse 6. Second, to share and to provide. 56 verse 7. Then, the blessing of fasting. Number one, receive light and healing from 58 verse 8. Number two, you call, God answer. And he said, here I am. Wow. 56 verses 9, verse 9. Now, the renewal of fasting. Number one, no pointing finger, have mercy. That's from 58 verses 9b to 10, verse 10. Number two, God leads and we are satisfied. 56 verse 11. The last one, be called repairer and restorer. God is calling you now to make fasting part of your faith journey so that you can shine for Jesus and to become a repairer and restorer. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to make fasting part of our faith journey so that we can shine for Jesus and to become a repairer and restorer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to make fasting part of your faith journey so that you can shine for Jesus and to become a repairer and restorer? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.